Council members say the new race event permit was prompted by residents and business owners in the Arena District and Short North. They say running in bicycle races create weekend traffic problems and keep patrons away from their shops, bars, and restaurants. Council President Andy Ginther says the city hosts more than 100 events each year, and under current code, race organizers must apply for a parade permit. Ginther says changing the code to create a separate race event permit will help safety and parks officials, residents, and businesses deal with the growing number of events.
Frustration began to mount from local business owners and residents concerned with limited notice and increasingly frequent rolling street closures due to race events, especially in the popular race routes of downtown, the Short North, and the Arena District.
The city will define a race as an organized, competitive, timed, or fundraising event where participants follow a predetermined course. Those events include walking, running, skating, cycling, or operation of a non-motorized vehicle. Council aide Kelly Hikes says the plan also requires new races to pick routes outside of the Short North and Arena District.
At this point, the idea is that there will be no new race permits issued for the Short North or the Arena District. Annual events will continue. We're kind of using 2012 as the point where saturation has been met. Any new race would be directed to other parts of town. And then race coordinators have been and will be guided in the future to alternate routes, as I said, whenever possible. So even if they're already in the Short North, they'll be given kind of that concierge approach, and they offered an opportunity for their participants to experience Columbus outside of the Short North and Arena District.
Currently, the city requires 72 hours notice and charges a fee of $100. Hikes says now the city will require organizers to provide 30 to 60 days notice of their route and planned race date, and officials will notify affected residents and businesses through a new email listserv and through other means. Race organizers will also pay fees ranging from $100 to $10,000, depending on the number of participants and whether the sponsor is a for-profit or non-profit organization. That fee structure is upsetting to Matt McGowan, a publisher and race organizer. He spoke at a public hearing on the legislation last week.
Even though I do the Arnold 5K pump and run, our permit fee would go from $110 to $1,000. I've probably been to over 100 cities in Ohio. I've been to national championships, Olympic trials, and other races throughout the country. To my knowledge, no city has a separate fee for profit and nonprofits.
McGowan was the only person to speak critically about the new race event permit. The other speakers, including Mark Conti of the Capitol Crossroads Special Improvement District, favored the change.
Of particular note is getting a central point of contact and a notification process. Downtown is obviously busy Monday through Friday, but a lot of people don't understand exactly how busy it can be on the weekends. And we do have a surprising number of people, for good or bad, working in their offices on Saturday mornings and Saturday afternoons and sometimes even on Sunday. And so it can be a bit of surprise when they're heading into work that the roads are closed. And while people downtown are no strangers to road closures and congestion, just being notified in advance can be very helpful.
Council members and other city leaders say the permit process was crafted after examining how other municipalities handle the issue. If approved, the legislation will take effect no later than mid-April. I'm Jim Letizia, WCBE News.